Welcome to Our House Was Haunted. Oh, and Our Dad Was Kidnapped podcast.
Hey, hey there.
Hey.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome
to episode 2 of season 2 of Our House Was Haunted. Oh, and Our Dad Was Kidnapped podcast.
All right.
Yeah. So you have some good news.
Yes. What we was waiting for came in. And my wife surprised me and went and got the equipment I needed to keep going. And it was a big surprise. I didn't know it. I didn't even know she had it. Next thing I know, she played a lot pretty good, because I didn't know for like 2 or 3 days that she had already had what we were looking for and went and got the stuff, whatever. I just know she wanted to drive my truck one day, and I'm like, why you want to drive that? I don't even drive it, you know. She was like, I just want to drive it, and something wrong with my car and this and that. And something was really wrong with her car for real. But anyway, she went on. I was like, well, here, that's on you. You want to drive it, you know? So she drove it, and next thing I know, she came back home later on that, you know, after she got out of work, came back home with the stuff I needed. So that was the reason why she wanted to drive the truck. And I did take her car to go get it looked at. There wasn't nothing wrong with that car. The brakes, it wasn't nothing wrong. I went out there looking crazy. I went there and just told people at this place I knew. I didn't know it's the brakes. I kept telling them, oh, you're going to laugh at me when you take the brakes off the car, whoop, and this and that. Sat and waited 2 hours. 2 hours for them to even, you know, take the car to the bay and jack it up. When they jacked the car up in the air, they called me to the back. I'm like, well, I said, them brakes probably tore up. And he went back there like, Mr. Kendall, nothing wrong with these brakes. I said, well, did you check the back brakes? Yeah, I mean, they fine. The rotor's fine, this and that. They said it's a little bit of rust on the front rotors. That's probably why you heard the little squealing and whatever, but there's nothing wrong with them. Well, that saved me $320, so happy about that.
Hey, I know.
I was happy.
True. I know.
Yeah,
that's
why I took a picture of myself on Facebook the day I was there. I was actually at the car, the brake place when I took the picture. And you can kind of look. I looked kind of sad because the money I was gonna have to spend.
Oh.
So that's kind of why I looked like a sad face. Had a sad looking face. On that picture.
I had to take a look at it.
Yeah, it's on Facebook. It was taken last Thursday.
Okay, I'll take a look.
Yeah.
Well, you know, see, that's a good point. And I know a lot of people don't like to talk about this, but I'm a Christian. I believe in God, but I also like to manifest and pray on things and just have like a positive outlook. And just believe that it's going to happen. Like something that I know in my heart that, you know, I should be doing, or something that should happen. You know, I pray on it, and I just leave it in God's hands. So I think this is a great example of you manifesting something positive, because our last podcast, we talked about, you know, you talked about your equipment and you were kind of worried. You were thinking your business was going to fold. And we said, no, you know, let's just have a positive outlook. And if it's meant to be, it's going to happen. And sure enough, you manifested that. Yes, you manifested that equipment. Your business is going to expand. So people out there, if you don't believe in it, it's true. Because, I mean, there are some things that have happened to me, too. Several things that have happened to me in my life and in my businesses that I prayed on and I manifested it. And I just left it in God's hands and it happened. So.
Yeah, just like one of our little sisters. Even the stuff that she went through, she still accomplished her dreams. And, you know, she's a business owner also.
Yes. Yes. She's doing really well.
Right.
Yes.
He went through some things. She's been through
she went through a lot, and she came out on top, and she's still starting businesses.
Yes.
She's thinking about doing another business, so I'm proud of her too. But yeah, she did the same thing. She did the same thing. She prayed on it. She manifested what she wanted, what she felt was good for her, and the direction that she needed to take in her life. And sure enough, it happened.
Yes.
Yep.
And don't let things stop you. I mean, like felonies, or you know, just don't have the outlook like, well, I've been in prison, this and this and that, or whatever. I've done this, so I don't have no good luck. I've been there, done that. Trust me.
Yeah.
I've probably done worse things in the street than some of you guys that's listened to it that have done. Trust me.
Yeah.
I've been there and done some. I've done some pretty horrible things to people and people, loved ones, and stuff like that. And you can still overcome that. Trust me. I'm living proof.
But you know, the thing about that, Glenn, you know, you have done some bad things to people, but the people that you did the bad things to, they still love you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just think about it. I can't think of anyone that, you know, you did something to that won't talk to you or, you know.
Yeah.
I can't think of anyone in our family.
Yeah. But. Mm-hmm. Not well, it ain't really this other people that's not related to us, too, though. That probably wanna.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about our family, though.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, some of our family members can hold a grudge. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Yeah,
but even those people that are known for holding grudges, they don't hold a grudge against you.
No,
yeah,
no, they don't. Yeah. Even the one, no, I can't say that either.
No.
But some of the ones that have a grudge, they done some pretty rotten things too, though. But
yeah,
I don't know. They like to finger point a lot of people. They kind of single themselves out of the wrongdoing. They had to make everybody focus on the wrongdoing somebody else is doing.
Yeah, but you know, I know who you're talking about. But
yeah,
there's some. You know, they keep doing that. But look at what they're going through.
Yeah,
in their life.
You're right.
You know, forgiveness, you don't forgive people for them. You forgive people for yourself.
There they go.
Yeah, because holding those grudges and stuff like that, that's bad for you. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. So, and we also want to pray for one of our cousins that's in the hospital.
Yes.
Going through something pretty major right now in their life. I can't be there the day of, but I'm praying for you.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I can't come out either.
Yeah.
Because of my you know, my job.
Right. And I got a day job now also. So
yeah. And then your business
is I'm locked into a contract, and if I just up and go, I could be sued. Come back home to nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're praying for her.
Yeah. Now, my wife, she's all for me, you know, whatever decision I made. That's not an issue. Before anybody thinks that, it's not my wife. Trust me and believe me, it's not her. It's my the stuff I make my living off of. I got, you know, because I have one person that I go in and do the job. But, you know, I had to get that straight with him and, you know, show him some other little things that need to be done. Now, my wife can go in there and do everything that I do, but she gets off late now, so she wouldn't get no sleep if she had to go do what I do.
Yeah.
You know, then turn right back around and had to be back up at 7 o'clock in the morning, be at work by 9 and get off at probably she gets off anywhere between 6 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Yeah, that's a long day.
Yeah, and she's only getting one day off a week right now.
Yeah.
So, and she's off tomorrow, so I'm going in work early today, but we both have bad weather. Can you all hold, please?
Yeah. Oh, so hi. You know, I just wanted to say, so we were talking about our sister. So if you are in the St. Louis area and you need a home health care, look up her home health company. It's called RJ's Home Health. And yeah, she can help you out. So look her up. She's in St. Louis, Missouri.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. My wife was calling and she'll call my phone 1,000 times. So I might as well just go ahead and eliminate that real quick. She was going somewhere. She's off work. She didn't even come home and stay 30 minutes. She came home, got out of uniform. She brought me something to eat.
What'd she bring you?
She brought me some honey barbecue wings with fries. Then she left right back out to go to her brother's house. But the weather, like I said, the weather's going to get bad. And she changed her mind. She's coming back home. So
the last time I talked to you, there was a tornado warning. Was there ever a tornado?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't a tornado. But for some reason, only God knows, we've been having a lot of bad weather down here in Columbus. I don't know what's going on with the world, whatever was going on. I wish this, whatever going on, it needs to stop. Because, you know, it's starting to look dangerous and stuff out here. And I'm not ready.
Yeah.
It's this weather. It's seeing it like rain like every day. Like every day is rain. Now, I can see back in April and stuff like that, but now it's like this weird.
Wow, it's like the opposite out here. We could use rain. It's like a drought in California. Yeah. It's so dry.
Yeah, and it's got these people out here acting crazy. Want to get my medicine. You know, I get my treatment that I'm in the program for. You know, and so I can get established financially where I can pay for better. You know. Better medical stuff, whatever, you know. And I stopped off at the gas station because I like water, like in foam cups or whatever, with ice. That's the only way I really drink water. And I stopped and got one of the big cups of water. And a black guy and a white lady were fighting out there in the parking lot. She's just screaming bloody murder. Yeah, she's just screaming. She's screaming. And see, there's the rain going out. That's why I was stuttering because I was trying to listen. I heard something. And a guy going to ask me, he said, well, ain't you going to do something? I'm like, what am I supposed to do? I mean, I can call 911, but I'm not going to go out there and get in there. You know, and I had to be like that, but it wasn't, I didn't really see, he wasn't really just beating her. He was maybe, you know, times, and she got real dramatic with it. But the thing is, when it was all over with, she was in the car with him, got back in the car with him and left.
Yeah, and see, you know, if you would, I mean, yeah, that's kind of like a catch 22, because like, you don't know if she needs help, but then I've seen cases where, you know, a man and a woman have had a domestic dispute and you step in and start, you know, doing something to the man, then the woman start beating you up.
Right. And see, I know my temper. I know I have, if I was really, really had got turned up, you know, getting into that, I probably would have been in jail today.
Yeah. And then she would have, you know, she'd still be with him. So.
Yeah. Because I know how I am. I probably got real turned up on it and it would have been nobody there to really calm me down.
Yeah.
It's not like nobody know my wife's number or know my mom or my sister's number to call her, hey, he already acting a fool, you need to talk to him. So,
oh, goodness. What are you doing? There's a lot of background noise.
My wife coming in, I was watching them sit in the car, stuck in the room. Yeah. No, turn it off. Y'all excuse me for the interruption. I basically get in the house late.
Okay.
Because it's like you can hear actually hear the rain coming down.
Yeah, I mean, I heard you when you go out when outside. I heard the rain.
Yeah. Now just listen. I mean, it's coming down.
Yeah, I hear it.
Yeah, so now I'm gonna have to wait till it slack up before I go anywhere because you know I can't see out of my right eye, so I can't. It's already kind of hard for me to see driving, you know, when it's sunny out. Mm-hmm. So I had to, you know, drive a little extra slower when it's dark.
Yeah.
So people, I'm always fussing when I'm behind the steering wheel because people blowing their horn at me. Mm-hmm. And I just be in the car cussing and fussing and everything else.
Yeah, well, you're not having no accidents.
Right. And my wife, she stay laughing at me when I'm driving.
You drive like an old man.
Yeah, well, I be fussing and cussing and folks blowing their
Like yeah, I fuss too when I drive.
Yeah, like,
you
know, yeah.
Cutting you off and stuff on the freeway, and it's like, dude,
right?
Are you in a hurry to go nowhere? Are you gonna like risk your life and risk everyone else's life? Are you gonna, you know, still be there at the same time?
Right, ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, it's like, where? Yeah. What's your hurry?
Right.
If you're running late for work, you should get up earlier.
Right, and you know what? That's one reason why I go early in the morning to go get my treatment when I have to go. It's because it's still early and it's not a lot of traffic out.
Yeah.
So I can kind of, you don't have to worry about, you know, hitting my brakes in emergency situation, this and that, because I try to stay far back as I can.
Yeah.
Away from cars when I'm driving.
Yeah.
So you all had to bear with me with the weather because
ooh,
it's
gonna really,
be.
Really
it's probably gonna
it.
Be noise. It's gonna probably be noise in my house. Never hear. So it's probably better from outside.
Oh well, I mean, you can hear the rain though.
Yeah, is it real loud?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in a bad situation on this one. Because grandkids are here too, so.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm in a no-win situation. Yeah, I don't know what to do on this one. I don't know, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we might have to just cut it short and then talk another day. I mean,
well, we could try to. I want to continue with you all, with you guys tomorrow. I don't want to bore you all with, you know, what's going on around here. We were trying to keep you all in the punch on the storyline, I guess.
Yeah. And then there's a couple things that I want to talk about, some family traits that none of us talk about, but some of us have.
You had that on my mind now.
I don't know if you all can hear. My mom is sitting next to me. And she's like, oh, boy.
Okay. I'm kind of wondering, too.
Yeah, well, I mean, talk about tomorrow.
Yeah.
Just make sure you're in a quiet spot so there's not a lot of background noise.
They won't be here tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah.
The great kids.
Up tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Okay. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, everybody. Sorry for this cutting off so early, you all, but.
Okay.
In a bad spot. Yeah. All right. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to subscribe so you are notified when a new episode is posted. Please rate, review, and share this podcast with your friends. Thank you so much for listening.